Hello and welcome to Simulacrum, the show where I, Chris Skinner, interview you, the celebrity. As we all know, the opinions of the famous are great. Where would the back pages of gossip magazines like Heat and Now be without the witticisms of our pillars of society? Actually, I'm not sure. But I still asked some of my famous guests to let me know a little about their own personal heroes and zeros. And this is what they said.
Hello, I'm Bill Gates, Mr. Microsoft and also the drummer from The Killers. My hero is Jesus Christ, as he made it okay to wear a skirt and sandals. He was also quite good with the sick. My zero is Alan Hanning. He was in the year above me at school, and he used to call me names, and once he made me have sex with the door during registration.
So, Robert, thank you for talking to me again. I'm surprised you allowed it. But would you be able to tell me about your personal heroes and zeros?
My personal hero? It's a tricky one, Chris, I have to say, because unfortunately I'm at odds with myself because I intend to choose a colonial. I'm choosing Rusty Lee purely because she has the best laugh in the world and also an ass bigger than my wife's. And my zero, I think I will have to choose Sir Robert Geldof, also known as Bob, not unlike myself. What the fuck does he know about starving Africans?
Whereas I guess you know quite a lot.
That is exactly the case. I'm trying to kill them off.
Robert, you're an enigma, I tell you.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
I take it that 7-0 me, colonials.
Well, Winston, thank you for coming back on Simulacrum. Would you be able to tell me your personal zero, but first, your personal hero?
My personal hero is myself, because I am the greatest Briton alive and saved this country from the evil tyrant Hitler. My zero is, of course, Adolf Hitler, the Nazi pig from Germany's dark and dangerous heart.
You don't like Hitler, do you?
No.
Bad man.
Very, very bad.
Very bad man.
I'm a Yoda from Star Wars. My personal hero is Peter Stringfellow. He's a wrinkly old bugger, and he's always got a chick on the arm. He's a real good example of what the Force should be used for, i.e. pulling busty beauties. My zero, Kermit the Frog. He's just a younger, greener, healthier version of me. And that's the only reason Miss Piggy left me for him.
Mm.
It's terrible. I mean, I gave that pig everything. My whole planet was a swamp. Fucking Kermit.
Well, being the man from Del Monte, I suppose it's quite obvious, really. My personal hero, and he has been for a long time, is the muscles from Brussels, yes, Mr. Jean-Claude Van Damme, because he eats a lot of fruit, and he keeps me in business. And my personal zero would have to be John Prescott, or Two Jabs, as we like to call him.
And he's a fat bastard as well.
Yeah, and he's more like a prune than a man.
Hello, Ronald. I hope you're not still on the run. I hope you're coping okay and you're well fed. Would you be able to give us perhaps your personal heroes and zeros for me?
My heroes are the great escapers from Stalagmite 3, POW camp. They're an inspiration to me and my own escape attempt.
You're okay now, though?
No, I'm not okay now.
Why not?
I'm still locked up in a cell.
Oh, no. I thought you'd escaped.
I did for a day.
Did they get you?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I've been back.
Oh, I feel quite guilty now. Hi, Paris. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm pleased you've managed to work out how to press the buttons on your phone.
I've got people to do that for me, Chris.
Wow. Would you be able to tell me, you lucky, lovely lady, what your personal heroes and zeros are?
I would indeed. My personal hero would have to be Stephen Hawking, because he's a funny little man. He's all in a chair and he talks through a computer, but he's actually very clever.
That's true.
He wrote a book. It was big and everything, and I even looked at the pictures in it.
Did you enjoy the pictures?
I did enjoy the pictures.
Wow.
I'm quite a fan of pictures.
Yes, I'm quite a fan of your pictures, Paris.
Thank you, Chris.
It's nice having you back on, actually. I haven't spoke to you for such a long time.
Well, you know, I've been busy getting a lot of cock.
Yes. Well, there you have it. For full celeb interviews with the acerbic wit of a dead cat, go to listentothestars.co.uk.